Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week. Yeah, it's E-Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
That's right,
that's
y'all.
Right, y'all. Every week. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Max?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends, yeah.
Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play all of these tracks, people always gotta say,
yeah,
that we're bringing heat.
Yes.
Cause we got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
Good to the radio. Music every day, baby, got it on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Each and every week, all you gotta do is call me, call me.
Yeah.
Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spin my mind.
Yeah.
Each and every week, Good Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
Whoa.
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Say what? Type in the search box, Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Uh-huh. Or just call on the line, call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time.
Each and every week, here we from the city that's bringing you the heat, yeah.
In your track,
Hood Tunes Radio.
Oh, you play that.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby.
Every week,
Cleveland.
What it do, what it do. Happy New Year to everybody out there. It is officially 2014, man. You know, me and the kids was in the van today, and we was singing that Tom Ford song. We changed the words, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We used, 2013. We don't rock that. We rock 1-4. You know what I'm saying? 1-3 is gone. We rocking 1-4. So, you know what I'm saying? Motivating ourselves to move into this new year with great expectations and actually a better sense of validity, with a better sense of understanding and goals and achievement of those, you know what I'm saying? Tonight's show, it is the first of the year, and it's odd that it's on the first. I never even took note of that. But this is your boy, E-Max the Image Man, and I'm here to tell you. We got a good show for you tonight lined up. In the background music you hear, my dude, Paul Hardcastle, man. Always good for thinking, okay? I selected Paul Hardcastle as my background music today because, hell, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you listen to anything past an instrument, man, you kind of get bothered in the mind, and it really doesn't make too much sense to you. So in order for you to observe, absorb some of the shit that I'm dropping to you, you know what I'm saying, I have myself had to be in the right frame of mind. I ain't in the mood for no hip-hop music. I ain't in the mood for pretty much nothing that's out of the way of mentally stimulating and at the same time relaxing. Some shit you might want to close your eyes to. Okay, I hope everybody had a safe holiday. I didn't hear too much about nothing. I heard one thing that was kind of troubling, where a young man killed himself right before the holiday. It kind of made me think, you know what I'm saying? I had to say something. I had to say something because it's apparent that out there we need some type of motivation and we lacking that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand what it means to be self-motivated. And I being what I call the king of the local internet scene around here, have created for myself a vision, okay? And not only have I created that vision, I have already begun to live the life of the vision that I have created. It's all about self-motivation, okay? And we really want to bring you into that mind because that is what our show is about tonight. Self-motivation, okay? And we're going to get into that conversation right after I play a song for you. It's going to last you about a minute, okay? So I'll be right back. Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own E-Max the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it. We talk about it. They talk about it. Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it. We talk about it. They talk about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it. They talk about it. We talk about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it. They talk about it. You talking about the Hood Talk Radio.
All right, man, I told your asses that I was coming right back with the shit. You know what I'm saying? And I got it for you. It's your boy E, Max, the Image, and I'm telling you right now that tonight's show, hopefully, will make some changes in your life because these are some of the principles, some of the tools that I have used to basically change my mindset and my perspective on my life from the moment I decided to implement these thoughts and these ideas into my life. One thing about it, the source of a lot of the material, and I will say because I found that a lot of people out there who speak and teach about self-motivation and, you know, motivating yourself to be great and success and all of this shit. Well, they always refer back to, which I can't get away from the man, is Mr. Napoleon Hill. Now, he's, you know, written a lot of books, and a lot of people use his research and his ideas and his keys or principles of living in order to bring success into their lives. And I must say that everybody that, you know, I heard testimony from or went from, you know, nothing to something actually applied some of his ideas and his thoughts, you know, towards success into their lives, and it worked out. And so me, myself, I have actually done that. And at this point, you know, saying outside of seeing a monetary return, I have actually began to engage on transforming my thought process, which meant doing some metamorphoses on my mindset, okay? Controlling my mind, deciding to be, you know what I'm saying, who it is that I've always wanted to be, okay? I'm not necessarily looking at somebody else's, but for real, if you don't have a clear picture in your mind of what it is that you're trying to achieve, it'll be hard to visualize, okay? So without a little bit more, we can do the comment and all the speculation as we go along. The number to call in and join the conversation is 646-478-0944. And I do encourage you to, you know, call in and make your comments. Of course, this is the first show of 2014, and we are going to bring you some shit tonight about self-motivation. Now, everybody always has their, what would you call it? Everybody has their own idea of self-motivation, okay? You have your own keys to the things that make you get up and do shit like you're supposed to, or what you believe that you can. And that's a good start. A lot of people don't believe they have self-will or, you know, shit of that nature. But the honest truth about it is, regardless of how much self-will you have, you do have self-will. The important thing is that one of the keys that Mr. Steve Chandler, who is the source of tonight's inspiration, he inspired me to bring this information to light because it is important. And then two, I never talk about shit I don't know about. Not wanting to talk about the shit I don't know about meaning I had to put myself into a position, well, whether conscious or subconscious, I ended up in a position where it seemed like I couldn't control it, okay? But it only felt like I couldn't control the shit that was happening to me because, what? I had already created that doubt in my mind by thinking it. I ain't gonna make it through this shit. I ain't gonna make it. You know what I'm saying? When in all actuality, you only do what you train yourself to think. So in the spirit of not being depressed about anything, okay, I'm only human. So I tell myself, you know what I'm saying, time's gonna come, shit gonna happen. But that's the truth. But another thing that's true is how you deal with it mentally, okay, especially when you find yourself in a crisis situation. Okay, you still wind up doing things out of impulse rather than tapping into the power of, you know, thought and action and planning. You know what I'm saying? Most of us fail because we fail to plan for any and all situations. You can't necessarily plan for something that's out of your control. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know what's going to happen. That's just the rule of life. But to keep yourself, you know what I'm saying, to keep yourself on the straight mental path, you have to understand that you have the power, first of all, to change your situation just by, number one, thinking about it. Some people are called it meditating. You know what I'm saying? Some people call it, you know, some people just, you know, call it nothing, doing nothing. And it's funny, I'm online right now and I'm looking and I'm talking at the same time and I'm just looking at all of these Think and Grow Rich podcasts and everything, but, you know, how many of them will actually tell you how to get there from being in a situation where you need to think, you know what I'm saying? And it's not always about being rich. Now, if you want to be rich, that's a different thing. But how about being rich in positive energy and positive outputs? Being rich in something that will, you know, help to endow you personally, which will actually and physically transform you into a person that just might, you know, be able to accumulate whatever it is that you consider riches or wealth, whether it be monetary, whether it be spiritual, whatever it is that you consider being successful. Maybe you got all the money you might need, you know what I'm saying? You're just looking for personal growth in order to enjoy life better. You know what I'm saying? Well, all of these things apply to the same rules, you know? Because if you don't understand that life has a set of rules, and in those rules They are universal. Okay, they're universal laws, just like they're universal rules. And you have to follow those rules or you'll be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's why you have people jumping out of windows. That's why you got people killing themselves, killing their kids and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Not self-motivated. Not understanding what it means to motivate yourself, to be in the put yourself into a position where it all makes sense for you. All right? So right before we get into what I have are 15... specific principles that derive from Napoleon Hill, but was self-analyzed and translated by an author of the book called 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself. His name is Steve Chandler. He got a YouTube video up there, and it's just type in if you want to look for it, type in. The best self-motivational video. And boom, you know what I'm saying? It's about an hour and a half, a little more than an hour and a half long, but it's on YouTube. Just type in 100 ways to motivate yourself. Before we get into tonight's topic, which is, you know, wow, it's crazy that it goes along with what's going on right now. It's the first day in the first month of 2014. What's going on, Al?
Man, I want to hear these 15 principles, so I'm going to make everything as quick as possible, let people know that I'm very thankful. I mean, I said it before, shameless plug on Al Porter, Man in the Streets, that is such a blessing and lets you know that the listenership international-wise has gone up because I remember when I was, and this is a, blessing and an opportunity. It's not a privilege for me to be on the radio. So when it was a blessing that you all allowed me to be a part of your radio family on Blog Talk, I remember coming into this and during certain holidays and stuff like that, we had to take a bye. And so
right.
To be able to be on the air during the holiday weeks and on the holidays itself is such a blessing that, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, I plan on being on Monday to deal with subjects. And if anybody is in our region or wants to take a drive down, feel free to come down to Cleveland, Ohio for the 10-year anniversary celebration of the hip-hop workshop. That's Black on Black Crime Incorporated's hip-hop workshop. Easy to find. We're in the main classroom building of Cleveland State University. That's right, that Cleveland State University, home of NBA world champion Norris Cole, Horizon League team, Cleveland State Vikings, and, of course, it's at 1899 East 22nd Street, large room 136 with the projector screen and all that. So now I can sit down, shut up, take in these 15 principles, and I just want to say, man, I feel very, very thankful and blessed, man, because at least one thing, for those people like myself who would treat this as a, just another day, it's good to be able to tune in and get some knowledge. So I appreciate you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What we're going to do here is get into tonight's, and tonight's topic is self-motivation. Now, it's a new year, and everybody has decided, well, I'm going to do this. We made resolutions, and people made resolutions to keep their resolutions and tie strings around their fingers. And a lot of people went to church last night and this and that and the other, and a lot of people decided to be sober when they brought the New Year's in. Or a lot of people decided, fuck that, I'm going out to party. Okay? So this is what we go to. What we have to do is, first of all, understand that there is a principle to analyzing, self-analyzing, and making your choice to making your choice to do one thing. Now, here is, like I said, 15 principles that will, I believe, help transform your life the minute you start to implement them. Okay, here's a key line that I keep hearing over and over and over when I study about self-motivation, all right, because it is something that's important to our lives. And a lot of people don't understand what it means and what it's for. How do you do it? How do you get to this point in your brain? Well, I hope that what I bring to you tonight can help you out. First of all, plant this in your mind. You know, as Al say, get you a piece of paper and an ink pen or something. Type it into your tablet. You know what I'm saying? I can't give it to you no other way because that's the way I did it. I had to write it down. I had to write it down. Because if I didn't write it down, I couldn't understand what it was when I go back to read it. Because not only am I sharing this information with you, I'm sharing it to myself by reading it out loud. Okay? That's part of the understanding that we're going to get. All right? The first premise, meaning the first thing you need to remember when you decide to take on the task of transforming your mind into something that you control is to remember this. And if you write this down, you'll always see it. Okay? You'll understand why we are where we are today. A goal without a plan of action is just a daydream. I repeat that. A goal without a plan of action is just a daydream. Okay? Now, in order to understand that, there are actually 100 principles, and they was laid down by Napoleon Hill. And he started out with 14 in his first video. So y'all can check out Napoleon Hill 2, and you can get Think and Grow Rich and a number of his other books in audio form or in your Nook or whatever. But this particular, what I would call translation, came specifically from Steve Chandler on YouTube. A goal without an action plan is a daydream. First principle, create a vision. Okay, in my own words, creating a vision is actually what Napoleon Hill and also Mr. Chandler said, was think of what it is that you are planning to be. What person in society, you know, it's highly you want out. In case you want to make a comment, what person in society, what person in your life, the goals that you set for yourself, where do you see yourself in the future, all right? So in order to see yourself in the future, you have to have a vision, and a vision of that cannot wait for the future. You have to do it right now, okay? So you align yourself with somebody. They call it a hero. But we'll call it a virtual mentor, all right, because, you know, we're not in 1920s or 1930s, and we're not even in 2012 no more when this particular documentary was posted. We're in 2014. So the times have changed, okay, and so we have to relate our choices according to the laws of nature, for one, and the laws of man, too. So because the times have changed, we have to create a vision. And a vision is basically imitating somebody you would like to be like. Okay? Pick the person that you would like to most copy their successful pattern after. Okay? If you see a box and you want to make boxes, find the best box that you could ever make. The best box you've ever seen made in your life. And you sit yourself down and you say, this is the kind of box that I am going to make. And you don't say when I'm going to make it. You use the word begin. I'm going to begin to create a box that either rivals this one or is better. Okay? That is creating your vision. Okay? A goal without an action plan is a daydream. Principle one, create your vision. Principle two, tell yourself a lie. Okay? Lie to yourself. And you lie to anybody else who will listen to you create this higher you. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily say, oh, man, I drive Cadillacs. You know, I got keys. I got Bird. I got Mittens. You know, I wear a different pair of 23s every day. And you lay down at 2100. Okay? But if you live at 2100 or 21,000, tell yourself that I live at 21 million. I'm just not there right now, but I'll be back. So after you create, and then you tell yourself a story about how you made it back to 21 million from 2100 and then the 21,000 and then up to 21 million. You have to create that tale, because believe it or not, if you create a vision for yourself, you create that movie that you are the character of, which was the vision that you created, okay? Create the vision, and then create the life that that vision you created lives, okay? That's principle number two. Create the life of the vision you created. They said, tell a lie to yourself. But I'll interpret that as create the life for the vision, which was principle one, create the vision. Principle two, create the life of the vision you created. All right? Principle three, leave your comfort zone. All right? Now, in order to leave your comfort zone, in order to live the life of the vision you created, you have to go to a place that you may have never been before, which means you have to set yourself and your mind in motion to know what it is that you have to do in order to live that life of the vision you created. See how they all tie together? Leaving your comfort zone. Okay, challenging yourself to be able to stand up, to live up to the standards of the life that you are living based on the vision you created. All of these things involve your mind, controlling your mind. Because the one thing if you do, if you tell yourself, I can't do this shit, it's not going to happen. You automatically shut your brain waves down and you give up. You think about something else you could try that might not be so challenging. But that's not going to help you grow. It's easy to say, fuck it, I'm just going to go ahead and flip burgers.
Right.
When your brain and your capacity can have you working in a factory somewhere, running a CNC machine, driving a truck, you know what I'm saying, being a mechanic, you know what I'm saying, learning to be a carpenter, learning to be a refrigeration specialist, you know what I'm saying? Leave the comfort zone, leave the place that you know so well to enhance your ability. Okay, that is leaving your comfort zone. You got to challenge yourself or you'll never grow. All right? Number four, they call it find your key. Okay? They broke it down as find a way to take your negatives and turn them into your positives. Now, in order to do that, you have to put your mind in a place where this is what I fear and I have to face it or else I'll never get past it. Like, if I try this, will it work? But your fear is making you ask that question in the beginning. You don't think, wow, what's going to happen if it works? we automatically think, what's going to happen if it don't work? You know what I'm saying? And so we teach us to throw our keys away and give up on an idea by not stepping outside of our comfort zone to challenge ourselves to stand up to living the life of the vision we created. You know what I'm saying? Find your key. What is it that makes you tick? Focus on what you're afraid of and focus on why you're afraid of it, and it'll discourage you for the most. But if you focus on what you're afraid of and you start working on how to knock and tackle that fear, so instead of saying, what if I fail, plan on what if it succeeds, what happens then? We never tell ourselves that, what if it works out? We always plan for failure. So change your mind and plan for success, which will actually get you in gear. You know what I'm saying? It'll get you in gear to take the necessary steps in order to succeed instead of finding the ways to recover after failure. That's one of the biggest mistakes. You can't plan what will happen if you fail if you don't plan what will happen if you succeed. It don't work. Okay? So flip your mind over to saying and to doing and to understanding what success is. And then that's what you will look for, and that's what you will plan for, and that's what you will apply yourself to. It's all about what's in your mind. Okay? And then right now, we at the fifth principle. All right? And it goes right along with the other four. Plan your work. All right, because the first principle was create your vision. All right? The second principle was to live the life of the vision you created. Third principle was leave the comfort zone. Challenge yourself in the understanding what it's going to take to live that life that you just created. All right? The fourth principle was find your key. Find out what it is that's going to make you change your mind about everything you thought. Find that and focus on. And then finally, number five, plan your work. Meaning, after you created the vision and you went through the other three steps, finding your key, leaving your comfort zone, creating that life, plan your work. Plan your work. It all goes back to the whole premise. A goal without an action plan is a daydream. Plan your work. Okay? So in order to create the vision and then live it, you got to leave your comfort zone. To leave your comfort zone, you got to change your mindset and find that key, that one thing that you can do well that you know you can succeed at if you only plan for it. So plan what it is that you're going to do. And those are the first five principles of the 15 that I'm bringing to you tonight. And while we're getting ready to take this just a few minute break for a song commercial, you know what I'm saying? And we'll continue with the next five steps right here. Flip Talk Radio, EMAX. I'll be right back.
City Music, EMAX the image. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me, that means royalty, we built a legacy. All hail Caligula, leave that fool alone, he settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne, armor of God, plus a flaming sword, shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire, it was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror. Thanks those with Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN 2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 You like to see it? Wouldn't you like to see it again? We're doing it.
Thank you.
indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Outdated browser. That's the problem, man.
All right. This is your boy, Max, man. You have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. I understand a lot of people trying to find us online. Apparently, it ain't meant for me to find us. My browsers and all of that shit keep screaming, I'm outdated, blah, 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 all this little bullshit. But you can find us on Blog Talk Radio. The episode information is, the category is motivation. All right, so here we go. We are here. All right, so if you're looking at Emacs Presents Hood Talk Radio, then you should find us under the motivation / self-help column. So get that on. We thank you for everybody out there that's listening to us online. We appreciate the love that you hit us with. We went over the first 5 principles of self-motivation, okay? Just to recap, a goal without an action plan is a daydream. 1 is create a vision. 2 is create the life of the vision you created. 3, leave your comfort zone to challenge yourself to know more about the vision you created. 4 is to find your keys, what it is that you need to do internally to start to change your mind. What are you going to do that may motivate you in order to make things a little bit better for yourself by going through a mindset metamorphosis? And then once you go through those steps, you plan your work, and then you begin to live the vision of the life that you create, okay? Excuse me. Turn your daydream into a goal by implementing an action plan. Okay. The 6th principle, according to what Mr. Chandler, the way he broke it down, was move your goalposts. Okay, a lot of people might feel and not understand what he said. If you set a lot of little small short-term goals, which is confusing to a lot of people, because I personally had learned, you know, you can get a lot done by setting small goals and making small steps and taking small steps to achieve those small goals. But it has been proven, and I've also heard it in more than just Napoleon Hill, Mr. Chandler. I also heard it from Les Brown, John Henry Clark, a lot of Dr. Ray Hagen's professional and motivational speeches are based on your mindset, taking control of your mind. So I'm tending to lean that they all have had a piece of training from Mr. Napoleon Hill, because it's pretty much the same thing, okay? So you want to move your goalposts. You might want to set them further apart instead of being so close together, because if you're looking back at every step, you'll find that you only took 1 step. But if you learn to take 10 steps and then look back, you'll notice that you took 10 steps. And so within those 10 steps, you might have achieved 10 goals instead of just doing 1 goal at a time. So knock out the little goals while you're walking. Take your steps. Move those posts back. So if I can go and say, let's just take music into consideration. If I want to put my demo out here, okay, I want to be the hottest rapper, or hottest singer, or hottest recorded artist in the industry by a certain time. You give yourself a certain amount of time, put your mindset to do it. Now, how am I going to do this? Create that vision of that artist that you're trying to be within that certain amount of time. Tell yourself that and start believing that you already are that artist. Challenge yourself to become that artist and start living like you are that artist already. Okay? Move your goalposts from I'm going to write my song, and then I'm going to find a beat, and then I'm going to learn it, and then I'm going to go to the studio and set up some studio time to record it, then I'm going to have it mastered, and then I'm going to have it packaged up, and then I'm going to set up some shows, and then I'm going to promote it. How about skip all that extra shit, because you know what all the first steps are. You know you got to write it. You know you got to find the right music for it. Okay? You know you got to go and record it, have it pressed up and mastered and everything and packaged up. So you go on ahead and you start preparing for your promotions. That's your first goal. Because everything else is necessary, so it's minuscule meaning it's not as important as the finished product, because you know what it takes to get to the finished product. So spread your goals out a little bit further, and you'll find that you can accomplish more in a shorter period of time than taking a long time doing a little bit at a time, okay?
Mm.
Necessarily when you're eating food. Now, don't take big chunks of a burger and think you can swallow it down easy. That ain't going to work, because it ain't like you're doing nothing except swallowing. But put your mind in the ways of spreading out your goal markers so that they are more easily attained, and you'll never really realize how much farther you got by incorporating and including a lot of smaller goals into the main objective. Okay, turn your short-term goal into a long-term goal, and you'll find out that all your short-term goals that you had planned was taken care of in one swoop. And then you find yourself in a different place. Okay? So move your goalposts. Okay? Make them bigger. You know what I'm saying? Bigger than you ever can imagine. Make them your power goals. Okay? Instead of just goals. Okay? They use for principle number 7, dribble with the other hand. All right? But we're going to break that one down by calling principle number 7, create new ideas and how to implement new ideas. Well, you create new ideas by creating new habits of thinking. Okay, if all you did was dribble with your left hand, let's take the basketball. You dribble with your left hand every time you grab a basketball. You dribble with the left hand because that is the hand that's connected to your dominant arm. And then somebody always say, why you don't ever dribble with the other hand? You know, people know that you only dribble with one hand, and that make it easier for a defender to get the ball from you. And what's the first thing we say? I can't dribble with the other hand. All right? But we all know, and everybody who's played ball and tried to get on the team and had a good coach will tell you that you got to spend just as much time dribbling with your other hand that you do with your dominant hand so that you can dribble with both hands. So if you dribble the ball with 1,000 times with your dominant hand, and then you switch over and you dribble that ball with your non-dominant hand 1,000 times, what makes you think you won't be able to dribble that ball with your non-dominant hand just as good as you can dribble the ball with your dominant hand? Meaning, if you are an artist, okay, and you only perform underground hip-hop music, you only perform fly off the cuff, you don't write shit down, straight spit boxing. I mean, not to take nothing away from spit boxing, but you never go into the studio to record an actual song. You never set up an actual.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into the studio, you spit boxing with everybody.
Right, right.
Somebody say to you, how come you don't ever go to the studio to write a song, man, put a song out? First thing you think about in your mind is, I can't. Because I can't sit down and write. Everything got to come off the top of my head. I can't take the time, you know what I'm saying? I can't never, you know, get it to concentrate the focus on the time I need to sit down and write a song and structure it so that I can record it and release it. I can't. That's the first thing we say, man, I can't do that. I can't rap like that. If I ain't battling somebody or I ain't spitboxing with somebody, I can't do it. Well, that's because right along with spitboxing, if you never did anything except spitboxing, if you use spitboxing as your only means of expressing your creativity, you'll never know what it feels like to be able to go to the studio to be able to sit down and write a song. Okay, because you can't just focus on dribbling that ball with your left hand. You got to put just as much time in writing music as you do spitbox. If you want to be a rapper, you got to spend just as much time spitboxing as you do writing studio songs. You can't call yourself an MC if you don't know how to host a show and entertain the crowd at the same time. You can't call yourself an MC if you can't get the crowd's attention to pump the crowd up to welcome the first act to the stage. Okay, you don't call yourself an entertainer if you can't go out there and sing and dance and chew bubblegum at the same time. What? All right? So dribble with the other hand. Learn how to dribble. Learn how to rap. Learn how to shoot poetry. Learn how to sing your own hooks. Learn how to write your own beats. Then you go into the studio, produce your own beats. Okay, because all of that goes into controlling your own mind. I'm going into the studio and not know how to make a beat, and I'm going to create my own beat for my first song. I'm going to get away from spitboxing and battle rapping, and I'm going to create my first song. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write it. I'm going to get it in my mind that in order to evolve as an artist, that I have to learn how to dribble with both hands. All right? That's principle. All right, now, principle 8 is basically a mirror version of principle 3, which is to live the life of the vision you created. Number 8 is play the character, okay? Think of what it is that vision or person that you created and decided to live the life of, that vision you created, that vision that you are living, what will it take to be that person and be it? Be that person that is the center of the vision that you create. Be it. Figure out what it is that it's going to take in order for you to be that person and be it. All right? So play the character. All right? That's number 8. Principle number 9, and it's very important. A lot of people don't understand it because a lot of people fear shit. They don't understand. Stevie Wonder said it too. You know what I'm saying? When you believe in shit that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition ain't the way. All right? So while you plan the character, learn how to dribble with two hands, stretch your goals out, achieve a little bit more, plan your work, find your keys, leave your comfort zone, create the life, create the vision. A goal without an action plan is just a daydream, okay? Now we're at number 9, principle 9. Is meditate. Close your mind. Close your eyeballs. Turn off the lights. Find some music that ain't got no singing in it. Something that ain't too fast, too poppy, soothing, relaxing. Turn off the TV. Okay, be quiet. Be quiet and let your mind explore the possibilities of this vision that you have created. Let your mind go over and say it to yourself internally what's necessary in order for you to live the life and be the center of the vision that you created. You have to meditate. You have to take some time out to personally rejuvenate your mental state. Can't just sit there, and some people will suggest reading things to you yourself and going over your notes and this and that and the other, but if you never give your conscience a chance to become active, then how in the world are you going to formulate these visions and understand and start to move toward taking action and changing your way of thought? You can't do it without knowing what it is you got to change and how to change it. And you'll never be able to sit down and unscramble all of the things that's going through your head if you don't personally shut your whole life down at least one time every day. And you got to take at least an hour to yourself or it won't work. You know what I'm saying? You got to take at least an hour for yourself or this won't work. Because a 10-minute meditation up here ain't nothing but what we used to call that work a power nap. It ain't shit but a power nap. So once you watch the news and you got your soap operas out the way, if you ain't into the talk or if you ain't into all that extra shit that come on after the soap operas go off, turn everything off, sit in the middle of a room. Close your eyes, be quiet. Turn your phone off. You don't need no distractions. And you think. You let your mind wander. You saw all through the things that you've been writing down and all the goals that you set for yourself and the visions that you created within yourself. I noticed I ain't said nothing about nothing negative about what you're doing. Because in this day and in this age, changing one's mindset and learning how to move forward from hustle and bustle to being in bondage to yourself requires the action of removing negativity from your energy spectrum. Take it out of the way. You lived it. You done lived by it for so long it don't have no more room in what it is you're trying to achieve with motivating yourself to be a better and a more higher you. That's what you want anyway. Okay, so you have to close your eyeballs and open your mind up to what it is you need to do in order to change what you see when you open your eyes. You know what I mean? Connect to yourself internally. All right? That's meditation. Okay? And it also goes along with exercise. We all look at exercise as going somewhere, lifting weights or this or that and the other and bloopty, bloopty, bloop. But, you know, once you get old, and it's a shame that a lot of people and most people never know how important it is to just, like, walk around the block one day, once a day, just get up, I'm going to go walk around the block. You really only see, you know, more rich people and the lover of dogs walking their dogs. Okay, but if you would just get up sometime, walk around the block, just one time, and you got to get out the house one time, work. That's not the real definition of exercise. That's what they say. It's not. Because it's something you're forced to do, basically, is what you do in order to get paid. But something. So if you got to walk up a couple flights of stairs every now and then to earn your paycheck, that's not exercise, okay? That's work. So don't get it confused. Okay, they call it the use of natural energy-producing activities. If you like the flow, if you love music, put on some music that makes you feel good. Put on some music that make you want to get up out the chair and dance around. You know, put on some music and sweep the house. Don't use the vacuum cleaner. Sweep it. You know what I'm saying? Do something that at least once a day, going to take you somewhere between 20 to 30 minutes, okay, to stir up the juices and stir up all of the connections and your nerve endings and your receptors. They have to be on point. When you go out there in the middle of winter and you start your car, you don't think the heat going to come right on, do you? And that's man-made. So what makes you think that something that was divinely created is going to jump straight out of the woods and be ready to go? Wake yourself up. You know what I'm saying? They got all kind of mind-elevating exercises that you can do to stir up your learning energies and your mind energies and your creative energies without having to lift weights. You know what I'm saying? Try to get away from anything that's going to make you relax when you are ready to put your mind in a go mode. You know what I'm saying? If drinking a cup of coffee bumps you up, drink you a cup of coffee. But it's the things, the unnatural things that we put in our bodies, and I'm guilty, I smoke, that will wipe our energies away. Especially the energies to focus on what it's taken to learn something new or to focus on something new. Because most of our energies, once we go to work, are focused on relaxation, shutting down, taking off the clothing of today's labor. And that's mentally as well as physically. But if you focus on after your physical labor day, exercising your mental side to wake up your mental you to achieve the goals and to further realize the things that you need to do in order to free your mind from self-bondage. Excuse me. And for this segment, that is number 10, the use of natural energy-producing activities. Walk around the block to wake yourself up. Get up in the morning, do some stretching, kick your leg, shake your head or whatever. If energizing you means turning on Al Sharpton in the morning and cracking up at some of the dumb shit they're talking about, do that because it wakes up. You know what I'm saying? So listen to them say, well, I don't know about that. Well, you have to contact the Chicago chapter, and matter of fact, I'll do that too, so that I'll be able to comment better. So, you know, I've heard that so many times, y'all. Not to take nothing away from Al Sharpton, but some people use them to wake up on. I use it as a natural energy producing activity because it makes me laugh. So laughter is a great natural energy producing activity. Don't get it twisted. We'll be back in a few minutes, y'all, with the last five principles of this week for self motivation. All right, this is I'll Cut You, Bald Head Fred.
Yeah. Yeah. I still got it. Yep.
I don't freestyle that good.
Take me out.
Write some shit good, you know?
Yeah. Listen.
I wrote this shit a long time ago.
Check it. Yeah. Yeah. When it come to hip-hop,
yep.
I'm caught up in a rapture. Yo, I like to do me. Forget being the best rapper. I be Black Mooney. I'm the total eclipse. I don't rep the street. Yo, I'm on that Will Smith shit. People testing me, hoping that I would fail. I'm not buzzing in the streets, but my name is House Hell. Cut you deep like a pussy if you wanna harm me. I'm heaven sent. You the devil's reject like Rob Zombie. I'm a bad man up to some good. I sold platinum overseas cause I don't sell in the hood. You can drop me with your oven mitts on. I'm too hot. You ain't strong enough cause I can find your weak spot. Sucker, I'm like herpes. You can't get rid of me. You a bad man. You can't manage your hostility. You arrogant, bro. Suckers really need a fix. Y'all niggas too cocky like a bunch of dicks, yo. You beating me. You gotta be kidding me. I'm the truth like bad. Rappers got a problem with me. Yo, I make you evacuate cause I'm running this house. Don't get evicted. I kick your punk ass out. I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Put you in your face, have your grill swollen. Y'all suckers too unorganized, I'm so controlling. You sound too deceptive. You need to get for real though. Real when I feel the wrath of the Northeast widow. My light is like fire, you scared to come near. Y'all don't act overconfident, I put your pride in fear. Your mind is over nonsense, you need to keep on walking. You can speak your mind, but ain't no action in your talking. My one man army, it'll take your two. My message is heavenly, it'll scare the hell out of you. Brothers selling their souls, losing their brains. All these flashing rappers doing, taking hip-hop in vain. You illogical player, I'm the real McCoy. You the distraction, I pull guns out and kill noise. We need intellect, this world is getting stupider. When it comes to the system, I'm like Lucifer rebelling. But I'm on a righteous path, I add up the intellect in my brain, I do the math. I'm scientifical, like it's no realer. I slang lyrics cause they so, I'm the biggest drug dealer, nigga. Ha, ha. I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you, cut you, cut you. Fuck you.
Indeed, yes, indeed, that boy said, cut you. 646-478-0944, that's the number. Y'all know what it is, man. So far, we gave you 10 principles of self-motivation. Okay, basically a little bit of ideas on how to begin the transformation of your thought process and your mindset, which can take you into any heights that you visualize yourself being. And it's possible and it is achievable or attainable, however you want. You can do this, how you want to look at it. All right, and before the end of the show, we'll just, you know, skip through because I got 15 now. This is the first part of a three-part series for the month of January, Self-Motivation Month. That's what we're going to call it because February is Black History Month, and I plan on smacking some preachers in the face. For the whole fucking month of February, bishops, preachers, even the teachers out there, you Black History motherfuckers, you're lying to us. Got something for y'all. We're going to do a little bit of eschatology. And for y'all that don't know what it is, look it up. Eschatology. It's spelled just like it sounds. E-S-C-O-tology. For all your dummies out there, E-S-C-O-tology. All right. Check it out now. We're going to quickly move into these last five principles because they're simple and they don't require a lot of clarity because they're self-explanatory. All right?
Okay.
Number 11, leave the high school mentality alone, okay? Getting, you know, elementary was creative in the motherfucker. We thought, we created shit, we made paintings, we figured out shit, we told stories. Wrote all kind of shit. By the motherfucking time we got in high school, we was worried about being ashamed of ourselves and what other people was going to think. So we took the extra mile to shut our specialties down because we feared they wouldn't be accepted by society. We scared to be different. All right? Leave that mentality alone because usually it's what makes you different that helps you to succeed. So leave that shit alone and stay who you were. Stay as creative. And leave your showmanship and your creativity, okay? Leave it where it was when you was in elementary school. That goes along with Principle 11, lose the face of shame. Shame ain't nothing but pride, okay? They say if you want to see a motherfucker you can be easily, see the motherfucker who don't want to lose shame. Quick example of that. You know what I'm saying? You playing dice. Boom, 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 boom. Well, let's not even go to the hood. Let's take it to the casino. You up, you went in, you spent $2, and you just won $5,000. Okay? You would feel shame in yourself if you took that $5,000 and put it on the bet to win $100,000 and walked out of there with nothing.
Whoa.
How shame could you feel if in your mind you knew what number to put that five, it came to you. Put it on number five red. And you said, no, I'm going to take this $5,000. I'm going to walk out. Or even better, you in a motherfucking game show and for $100,000, answer this question. And they ask the question, and you know the answer, but it's four questions on the board, so it confused you. So you walked out of there with $1,000 instead of taking a chance on your five to leave with $100. I'm just going to take what I got and walk. And then the answer popped up on it exactly what you thought it was. Because you was ashamed to get $5,000 in your hand and leave out of there with nothing. But instead of taking that risk, you walked out of there knowing you made the wrong choice. And you was ashamed of yourself because all I got is $5,000 and I turned down $100. Just by being afraid to answer the fucking question that I knew the answer to. Success is a motherfucker. You can't be afraid of it. You can't be afraid of failure either. Because failure ain't going to do nothing but teach you what you did wrong in the first place and how to avoid that mistake the next time around. All right? Fuck shame. It ain't shit, but a fear tactic. Number 12, that's losing face of shame, okay? We had number 13. Now, I don't know how this got into the equation, but the speaker used music as his example. Perform the feelings of happiness. If you're a rapper and you want to feel good today, rap one of them motherfucking songs that make you feel good about yourself. Rap one of them songs that motivates you. Find that favorite rapper, nigga. If you like 2 Chainz, nigga, get to singing that shit. Keep that shit. We do special. It's that sauce. It's that dressing. You know what I'm saying? Get to rapping that motherfucking shit just like motherfucking 2 Chainz and see how fucking good you feel. And you keep that mindset up all day long, every single day. Rap that motherfucking song that motivates your ass in the good spirits, okay? That'll help you get your brain power moving. That's number 13. Number 14 is so important. Stop looking at the boob tube. Leave the TV and the media shit alone and the videos. Sitting there watching that shit all day ain't going to get your ass motivated to do it, because all you doing is watching somebody else live their dream. If that ain't motivation enough to make your ass get up and get away from that motherfucking TV, I don't know what is. Principle number 14, leave the TV alone. Shut that motherfucker down. When you writing your song, turn TV off. When you learning, when you self-educating yourself on some knowledge type shit, on some math or some business, on anything, turn TV off. It's a distraction, and it ain't going to help you learn shit. It's going to keep you watching somebody else live the life that they created for themselves, all right? When you could be doing the same too. Decide which side of that motherfucking TV screen you want to be on. Sad but true, don't you want to be the motherfucker on the other side of that screen living your dream while somebody else's dumbass is sitting there watching you? Think about that for a second. Wouldn't you rather be on the other side of that screen watching, while somebody else is watching you live your dream? If your dream is to be the motherfucker that turned the wheel on the lottery, on the lottery show, get your motherfucking mindset to get yourself in order to get you that spot in a place where they do a lottery. You do the motherfucking spinning of that damn wheel. Spin that wheel in your motherfucking mind, and you'll eventually get there, because you're going to find out what it's going to take for you to get there, and you're going to do it. All right? So, unless you're looking at that TV screen or that computer screen or whatever else for some educational shit that you can turn around and make it benefit your life, leave that shit alone. It ain't going to do you no fucking good. Entertainment is what you make it. Fun is you. Fun is what you make fun. See, some motherfuckers don't like skiing. I don't like watching football. That shit ain't fun to me. But if I decided one day I'm going to sit back and kick it with my people and shit and have fun watching this motherfucking football game, guess what? That's exactly what I do. I don't know name motherfucking player from the colors and the teams they playing, but when I decide that I'm going to watch and enjoy a fucking football game, that's exactly what happens. I don't give a fuck who's losing or who's winning, because I don't know. But I'm enjoying that game. I'm enjoying that game because I made my mind up that I was going to go and enjoy a football game just as much as the people that do all the time. Because I want to be social. That was a mindset change I had to make. If I wanted to hang out with some of my people, I had to learn to adapt and learn to find what it is I like about football. It's humorous to me how motherfuckers will go out there and beat their bodies up. I find that shit funny as hell. You know, basketball. Them motherfuckers do the same thing. You run up down court for hours. You know what I'm saying? Get beat up.
Right.
too much protection. She throw a ball in the little hoop. But if it's boring to you, if you say, man, I don't want to watch this boring-ass game, and you end up watching it, just watch how boring it's going to be. But if you watch it in order to enjoy it, if you make it a fun thing, then it will be. That's your mindset going to work. As simple as that. Simple as that. All right? And that was number 14, leave the TV alone. Okay? Control your own mind. And last but not least, number 15 for this week is read aloud. Whatever it is you're trying to learn is better. Like if it's in a book, read it out loud to yourself. If it's an audio book or you're online or something, close your eyeballs and listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Or if you take good notes, take some notes down. But what you listen to over and over, and it tells you that in the Bible. For all y'all Bible thumpers out there, if you read something over and over and over and over, and you read it out loud to yourself, it heightens your chances to memorize it. So if you got to study for a test, y'all, read that shit out loud to yourself before the test comes a few times. Read it and then memorize it, because the more you read it out loud to yourself, the more you memorize it. Say it to yourself. It's just like when you talk to yourself, when you talk yourself into changing your mind, it'll happen before you even think about it, because you'll start to see things happen to you that never happened to you before. You know what I mean? And you're like, well, damn, how the hell did that happen? Because you started taking principles. You started taking steps. Now, everybody got different ways of doing things. I'm not saying that this is the only way to achieving the goal of even to beginning the transformation of your brain path, your thought process, or even the seeing of something better that's already in you, just waiting for you to tap into the energy to release it. You know what I'm saying? Like the man said, it's not about having a self-will. Man, I ain't got no self-will. Yes, you do. You have to have self-will. You alive. It was given to you. Now, to measure your self-will is basically based on the actions you take to change your circumstances. How many people have you heard of? I was just listening to my brother the other day to make it personal. This girl he used to run the fucking street with, she was a straight drunk pill popper. She didn't give a fuck who she was down with. It was just fun for her. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, man, that girl gonna slow down, something gonna happen to her. This motherfucker slowed down. She didn't even really go to school. She just started going places, talking to people about how she used to be in the street and shit, and they offered her a fucking job. Not even 5 years later, this motherfucker got her own office. Working for the fucking state, went through a training program while she was off the little job, a little mentorship program, internship, but she had to take a class and ain't paid for it, learn how to use the fucking computer. Banging. Material wealth, she even bought her a Benz, got her a nice little condo and everything. If that's what you want to call success, the girl made some shit happen in her life because she decided to get up out that motherfucking bullshit she was in, change the way of thinking. She created a vision, and she took care of business to find out what it was going to take, and she did that. So now everybody that used to say, that motherfucker ain't going to end up being shit, is the one that heard everybody say, that motherfucker ain't going to end up being shit, and then disappeared and turned herself into something that nobody even saw. Because she started to believe that shit herself. And when she started to believe that shit herself, bam, if I don't do something, I'm going to be just like what everybody said. I ain't going to end up being shit.
Mm.
She changed her motherfucking mind to not just prove to herself that she could do something with herself. She not only did that, she smacked the shit out of everybody that said she wasn't going to be able to do nothing. Because them same motherfuckers that said, bitch ain't going to be shit, this, that, and other, they still live in the same broke down motherfucking houses. Talking about motherfuckers. Shit ain't gonna be shit. But guess what? If this motherfucker could do it, you can do it too. I can do it too. It ain't nobody that can't take control of your own mind. And I personally want to thank the Almighty Creator for bringing me into the understanding of who Napoleon Hill was and giving me the privilege of being able to listen to the actual horse. I got a lot of the information from the horse's mouth. So it was confirmation for me to come across this other video. All right? It was just like, wow, okay, here it is. And so that I understand that somewhere, somehow, I'm on the right path. So I'm going to continue to transform and to continue to shape my mind in a more positive fashion, taking the things that I fear the most and transforming them into thoughts of power. Instead of using the words, I can't do this, how can I do this? I can't afford this, how can I afford this? I don't know how I'm going to make this happen. How can I make this happen? What do I need to do to achieve this? Is what I tell myself now. Things happen. When you begin with yourself to change the way you think about any and every situation, okay, it's only true. Now, next month, Black History Month, we're going to get into some eschatology, some Kemetology, and we're going to leave Egyptology where it is, okay? We're going to flip over to the garbage that nobody really want to know about because it don't give you nothing fascinating. Or they can't tell you no elaborate stories to make you buy into the lie of what Egypt really was all about after it was Kemet. We're going to break all that shit down, man. We got a whole month of Black History shit for you, including that, some Malcolm X shit, some Martin Luther King Jr. truth that a lot of people never knew about and might offend you. So y'all stay tuned to Hood Tunes and Hood Talk Radio. Also, Al Porter, Man in the Streets on Monday nights, bringing shit from straight out of the city of Cleveland. And just what you didn't know, Al knows. So he's going to tell you all about it right here on the Hood Talk Radio family, a network shows, y'all. It's about 4 minutes left to go. Al, you got something you want to say to the people before we get out of here?
Hey, I just want to say thank you very much, man. Dribble with your other hand and create new ideas. I mean, when I first started in this real quick, and I thought back then picking up a microphone, I just thought I was going to rap. I was like, hey, you'll never see me with no singer. I don't do this. I don't do that. I say what I want. I'll rap on anything I want. Won't be nothing that sounds R&B. And then all of a sudden, after the first album was done, had to switch up, and I started giving concepts and thinking about, man, a singer wouldn't be that bad here or there or what have you. Next thing I know, I'm teamed up with one of the best singers in the business and doing something that's outside the box, something different, and it's really helping me grow as a person to be able to expand my horizons, do a few different things. So I want to definitely thank you for that list because it just caused me to think about a few things because how in the world can I meditate, man, if I have music going on? Unless the music is, quote, unquote, don't have any lyrics or anything like that, no singing or anything. When it's like just musical or by myself, downtime, it's not meditation if my head's still just nodding, nodding, nodding.
And thumping and thumping, that's right, that's right. It's got to be soothing. You got to make you leave the earthly plane for a minute to see some things more clearly. You know what I'm saying? Me and Keys was talking earlier, and we was using example of the 24 elders as the 12 physical bodies and 12 spiritual bodies standing right next to you. Here's one for thought. When somebody brings something to your head and you say, let me think about it, don't you close your eyes and look up into the sky and you put your hand up against your face? Who you think you're talking to? You're talking to the spiritual you. You're going inside of your mind to connect with that other person who just might be able to give the answer to the question that the answer. We're going to get more into that shit, man, at a future time. I just want y'all to think about that. You know what I'm saying? So y'all know what it is, man. I appreciate everybody out there. listening to the show tonight. And as always, if it's something that you didn't like that you heard tonight, don't bother Blog Talk. Just call 646-478-0944 and voice your opinion. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to believe me. Check the shit out. It is out there for you to know. I'm only repeating some things that I understood to be factual and helpful, because this year is 2014. Everybody promises for this year to be a better year for themselves. So let's see. Take some steps to change your and get your shit right. When I say get your mind right, man, that don't mean cracking open a bottle and getting fucked up. It's your boy. I'm out of here, y'all. Till Friday.
Peace.